Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How's this card you pitching?
Tyon will pitch tomorrow.
And then just everyone push back.
Tyon will pitch tomorrow.
Who's pitching tomorrow, Dave?
Tyon will pitch tomorrow.
Mully and
Stop Hall. Stop asking.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7.
Knock it off, you guys. I don't want to tell you who will pitch after that.
Ask and answer, counselor.
I like Happy Craig Council, which we heard the other night after PCA went crazy. It was Pete Crow Armstrong night. And I do like Cranky Craig Council. I don't mind that at all. It seems more comfortable when he's cranky.
How's this card you pitching?
Tyon will pitch tomorrow.
And then just everyone push back.
Tyon will pitch tomorrow.
Stop
That's
asking
all you
already.
Need to know. That's all you will know.
And apparently for the Brewers, I don't know what Murph was like afterward, if he was as amenable, but Jacob Mizorowski is going for them, right? It's the wispy right-hander, the rookie, who throws
100
miles per hour. There will be heat at Wrigley Field today. It may be a slight drizzle, but there will be heat.
He throws like Shadur Sanders drives.
Fast. Yeah.
Did you see
that? He could
got
be good over under.
He got arrested for driving 100 miles an hour.
That's no way to make an impression as a franchise quarterback.
You know what, though?
What?
I mean, okay.
What?
I'm not saying that you're driving 100 miles an hour. But you get in here at a heavy clip. I've seen your lead foot in action.
Okay, I know. I'm
the
not
guy,
going
the guy
I'm not
with
going
the
101
foot.
In a 55.
I'm just saying, Dustin gave me a look because he knows that I can get a little out of control. Okay, you're not going 101 in a 55. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, but are you going, I don't know, 80 in a 45 at different times in your commute? I'm just saying, that's 40 miles over the limit. It's not good. I'm not saying
when you, hit 80,
you should drive 100
miles
an hour.
When you hit 80 and you're driving, okay? I just made the trip last Saturday. I was driving an I-65 down to Indianapolis, right?
Oh, you must have hit 110.
No, I didn't. Because you know what? When I get to 80, you kind of know that you're where you are.
I used to drive cars that would start shaking if I hit 60.
You hit the wrong pothole at 65, and you're going to be hurt for a while. But my point is that you know when you're at a certain speed.
Yes.
You know what you shouldn't be doing.
100 miles an hour seems excessive.
When you're at 100, you're tempting fate.
You know, long as you're not fractured, as long as you're, coherent.
All I'm saying is that if you're Shadur Sanders and you already have a reputation, this is no way to improve it. This is no way to improve it, all right? Oh, I want to be responsible. You can trust me with your franchise. I was overlooked and disrespected. Oh, the next headline after that is Shadur Sanders pulled over for going 100 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone.
I attempted to let the record show. I made a half-arsed effort to protect him a little bit because I felt bad that he fell so far in the trap.
Let your bad driving affect your judgment on Shadur Sanders.
My bad driving is my business until I get in trouble for it.
It is. All right.
And that's all
I'm saying. This one's just a headline question.
So Jacob Mizrowski will be hitting 100 miles per hour
yes.
today at Wrigley Field. Jameson Taillon will be opposing him. That's going to be a good matchup. Youth versus experience. And I like the Cubs not having seen Mizrowski before. Probably advantage pitcher.
Oh, by
advantage
far.
Pitcher.
Yes.
Now, the reason we wanted to come into this and talk about Jameson Taillon pitching today,
yes.
because Cade Horton was the original scheduled Thursday pitcher.
Hmm.
Now the question becomes, as we have discussed, they've got some options. I don't think it's as clear-cut as maybe Bruce made it sound. I'm sorry, Bruce. I don't think it's as clear-cut as this. I don't think he necessarily has to go tomorrow. All season long, what has been the conversation surrounding Cade Horton?
Usage, innings, how do you get there, how long does he last as
right.
A starting
you
pitcher.
You want to actually pace him for the stretch run. You want to – in seven appearances for the Cubs this season, I think Cade Horton has proven to me – and I know you think I'm a bit enamored with
no,
him.
No, I but, told but, you but the I think last that he time has I he got has, on board.
He has proven in general that he would yep. be an asset in October or September when you have games that are high-leverage games and you have high-leverage situations. I think Cade Horton – is intriguing as an option. And if he's going to be one in September and October, you need to plan for that.
So do you rest him every chance you get?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I would skip him in this rotation. Okay. That's my point.
I'll be curious to see if they do it.
I am too. I think that him dismissing the question says that they're at least considering it.
They're considering resting him or considering pitching him?
Both. But they don't know. When I say considering, they're considering okay. their options.
Okay.
I don't
All right. No, but I'm just saying.
I think they're considering it.
When you say, I'm leaning this way, and I think they're considering it, makes me think, you think they're going to do what you think
they should. I think they're considering skipping him.
Okay.
And I don't have anything but a hunch on that. Because
That's fine.
You've got to look at, he's at 65 and a third innings between Iowa and Chicago.
It's a hypothesis. You're okay. making an educated guess.
Yes. That's yes. great. And
or a hunch, as you say.
65 and a third innings is close to his all-time. In 2023,
yes.
he pitched 88 and a third innings. You've got to be conscious of that as you move forward, coming off the injury, expecting too much, and just his growth. He's 23 years old, and he has a bright future. He has a bright future. But I think you also balance that against the reality that you have seen guys – of his caliber, elite pitchers in their own organization, guys like Garrett Crochet. Last year, we had a similar conversation.
Yes, we did.
He threw 146 innings last year.
Oh, yeah.
And he's already got 101 this year for Boston. So
and it's like quality innings.
They're dominant innings
yes.
at times.
Yes.
So I do wonder if a lot of this is genuine concern. It's understandable caution. But at some point in time, you wonder if in that room that where they're discussing what to do with Cade Horton this weekend, it's like, hey, just let him go.
Is there an element of rest versus rust? In other words, if you skip him in the rotation, instead of the normal 5 days, he's getting 10. Is that a good thing, or could you potentially not aid him
it's a good
by
question.
Not keeping him
because
in
he's
his,
in a rhythm.
Exactly.
He's a
right.
momentum guy.
Yes.
He wants more, not less. And I think
yes.
that you do factor that into this decision. So if they decide to pitch him tomorrow, I'll guess I will side with that and understand that. I would
Are
probably
they contemplating that.
I know the Cubs
yes.
make good decisions with their pitchers. You know, from Tommy Hotovy, the cranky Craig Counsell, that they will do what's best for the prospect, and they will put that ahead of maybe what might be best for the team. The best thing for the team would be for him to face the Mariners. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best thing, to keep him going. The more you see of Cade Horton, the more you like and the more you want. So the best place for him to be for the Cubs in winning a game would be on the mound. Maybe for Cade Horton, it would be in the dugout.
I'm trying to think. Who was the Washington pitcher that they had to do that?
Strasburg.
Strasburg. Just out of curiosity, can you think of examples of how, you know, we hear the term dead arm. We hear we hear of people going through different pitching things. If a guy shows no hint of problem, does that change the way you look at it? Like, if a guy shows any kind of problem, then you hit the brakes and you get him out of there and you'd be very careful about it, and then you spend some time with it. But if a guy doesn't,
yes, that's a good point. It's a very good reminder that not every pitcher is a guy you have to have this conversation about. But to me, a pitcher coming off, wait for it,
yep,
a subscapularis strain in his right shoulder last year.
We've all been there.
It might be something you take a little bit more caution with.
Yes, I agree.
And that's the only reason, Molly. I typically wouldn't be this concerned about a prospect coming up, because at some point in time, you want him to be capable of a 25 to 30 yes, start season.
But this allows you, if you do skip him tomorrow, this allows you a trip through the rotation without relying on him. And presumably that means he gets a game later in the year than you had initially anticipated.
Because don't we all anticipate that, them doing that much at least?
I think there's a couple of things that I find really interesting. I think that they're hearing Jed say the other day that they're being extra careful with Shota Imanaga because of the fact that he's never had an injury. It occurred to me that, you know, he had two starts. He had the one start where he was feeling something and he kind of walked funny and no, everything's fine. And he was
pounding
back.
He was having his thigh.
Like a cramp on the side
and
or something.
Coon was like, and he's got a cramp.
Well, and then it was okay. There's nothing to see here. He's back. Everything's fine. And then he limps off after the play at first base and he's got a strained. I just wonder if there's any connection between those two things, because the one thing happened and he then had the other injury. He's never been injured like that. He's never had like lower body injury.
I know.
To you hockey aficionados out there. I just wonder if that is connected. Is that why they've been extra careful about it? Because he's been out a long time. And if he does come back on Wednesday, is that what we decided?
We think next week sometime.
So I just wonder when he comes back, if he does come back, if everything is on target for that, how do you then handle the rotation? Do you take that as a chance? And again, I hate the idea of messing with a guy if he's in a rhythm, but would you then look at, you know, let's say Cade Horton and Ben Brown and figure we're going to piggyback our way through the rest of the season using each guy.
I don't know that Ben Brown needs that.
I don't know that he needs that. And maybe they might not need that.
Ben Brown is probably, if I were choosing between which young pitcher to move to the bullpen when Imanaga comes back, I would choose Ben Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's been less consistent.
Yes.
Then Cade Horton.
And he's got the two pitches.
And you can envision him as a bullpen guy. You also wonder about Colin Ray, who, let's face it, every time he's been a surprise. I think he's been better than expected in that rotation. When he took over and went from the bullpen into the starting rotation, when Justin Steele went down, you didn't quite know how good he would be. He's been better than advertised. So that's an option, too. He could go back to the bullpen role. The Cubs have some nice options ahead if Imanaga can come back and be the pitcher he was before the injury. But I say that with caution because of the fact he hasn't ever returned from something like this, and it has taken longer than we anticipated. We thought at one point it was going to be the end of May, and now here we are in the middle of June, and he's still not back, and he's rehabbing and all those things. So that to me underscores why you need to be cautious with the staff, why you need to take the long view with this season, and why you might want to skip Cade Horton, because you're going to need him later much more than you need him now.
I mean, the absolute worst case scenario would be Shota coming back next week and feeling a tinge.
I know.
I mean,
or just starting to pound his thigh again or grab the back of his leg.
If he starts hitting the thigh, he just... You know,
I won't need Ron Coomer to interpret that.
Stop the game.
Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
312-644-6767. We've got Sean is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Sean.
What's going on, Molly? What's going on, huh?
All good.
So I'm out here in Vegas. It's a little past 6 o'clock. It's actually 6:15 in the morning. I usually call you from Maine. I don't know if you remember. I am from Chicago. I'm have been sitting here at Circa Resort for the last couple of days, and it is crazy. All us degenerate poker players, I'm playing in the World Series of Poker. we're here sports betting, and it's nice out here. I want to talk about PCA.
Yeah.
Everybody is saying that he's MVP worthy. I do agree with that. But I think the next month will be the telling tale of whether he's really in the running or not. We know that. We know the top two. You know, Shohei, to me, is the MVP. But I think the next month will tell the whole tale with him. I don't know what you think. And then also Cade Horton, I think I agree. I think I skip him. We are going to need him. But he looks better than I thought. So I don't know what your thoughts are.
Thanks. Good
Great.
Choice of Circa.
Hey, Sean, congrats for being out at Circa. Yeah. That sounds like a blast.
Sounds like he's having a good time.
Is the World Series of Poker going on?
Apparently it is.
Yeah, apparently.
6:15 in the morning out there.
That's
he's
pretty
up
good.
And up and already at Circa Swim. Nice choice. I think Pete Coramstrong doesn't need another month to prove that he is a legitimate MVP candidate. We know he is.
Did you at all? Was there any element of disappointment when the game got rained out that you weren't going to see what his follow-up was?
Yes. Yes.
Didn't that go through your head a little bit?
That's exactly. That's the kind of player he is. Yeah. You're disappointed yesterday. It was a letdown when you thought when you found out the Cubs weren't playing. When you found out there would be no movie on this night, you'd have to go to Netflix instead.
The remake is not on yet.
Plus, that was a night game, right? So,
yes.
I mean, I wonder exactly, like, do the tickets work with that split double header? I am curious about this in August. Like, is the night game the night game? You know, like,
yes.
Was the originally scheduled game a day game or a night game?
The game was scheduled as a night game. It's rescheduled as a day game because I believe it was always a night game on the schedule, but they added a second game, which will be the early game. Yeah.
Right, but it's confusing.
What are you laughing at?
It's confusing. I'm saying your ticket for
your
Wednesday
ticket
night.
For Wednesday night
is that for
probably
the day
the
game
day
or
game.
Is it for the night game?
I think it's on August 18th, the day game, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But all you got to do is check the schedule and just see what was the scheduled time on
the original
18th.
The original
yes.
18th game.
Will PCA 1 be playing or PCA 2, the sequel, be playing?
Will he play in both games?
True.
Ooh.
That's another
See,
part. Depends
yes,
maybe
he
on
will.
The yes.
He got his day off. Didn't he get his day off?
Well, they said. I mean, Craig said that he will be given days off on the road, not at home.
If he's not playing 160 games this year, something's wrong. I mean, and he did get injured. But if he's healthy, he's in the lineup.
I've just been gripped by horror. So you're telling me that Vinny Capra will start at shortstop in one of these games today?
He might start both.
When the Sox play two.
Oh, no.
That stopped me now.
Well, but one ticket will get you in the entire day.
Yeah, but I got to know which game to go to.
How about watching one on CHSN and then going to one in person?
I got a lot going on today. It's not as easy as you think.
I'm not saying it's easy.
The split doubleheader on the 18th.
Yes.
The 18th.
Here we go.
That was a day game.
Oh, it was. So then the night game is
so the
night
game. Should
yes,
stay the night game.
That's right.
Okay, but I think that's important.
No, that's good information. And you looked
that's
it
a one,
up.
That's a one. It's a 120. Now the other next pressing question.
You know who's pitching in that game?
No.
Tyon will be pitching in that game.
Yeah. Because it's time. will Matt Spiegel sing the national anthem before the day game or the night game?
Well,
on
if
the
18th? If it's a night game that is the rescheduled game, and this is just a guess, Matt will then sing the national anthem on the night game on the 18th. That's
that
a guess.
Makes sense.
That would make sense because I believe they schedule national anthem singers through the season, right?
I'm
sure it's well in advance.
Yes.
Every once in a while they do play some recordings based on, like, you know, they'll have a recording of Wayne Mesmer if he can't make it.
No.
Maybe. Yes, they have played recordings.
Have they?
Yes.
Hey, does Matt have a recording of him singing it?
I wonder if he was able to air.
He had to. I think
I'm
he
sure
had to put
he went
one
over
in,
there
right?
to air check yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So he kind of checked in and out of the show yesterday.
That he didn't host kind of stinks if you're aiming towards
something.
I know.
I feel bad for him.
And you're building up toward
it's a big moment.
I mean, imagine how psyched he was.
Now you got to practice for 2 more months.
Now he's a pro and he'll be able to do it. But there would be a sense of, you know, get it over with.
Yeah. I mean, you had good vibes, babe. And you had all the things pointing to a really good anthem.
All right. I was wrong. Once again, I was wrong.
Oh, here we go.
The makeup for the 6-18 game is the 120 game.
Oh, that's what we initially
And I had
said.
Already just went online and I bought tickets.
Oh, no.
To see Matt Singh?
Yes. Now I have
Why
to
would you buy
refund.
Tickets? You just flash your card, Mr. Fancy Pants.
I'm a Fancy Pants.
You got that special card.
All right, let's get out of here because we're going to talk to Connor right. McKnight when we
makeup
come back.
Makeup of 6-18 is a 120.
Oh, how did we get into this?
I don't know.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of young guys in that clubhouse, but it's been good so far. You know, getting to play with guys like Teal coming up with the Red Sox, and then over here now, and just learning the game and learning from the guys that have done it, like Benintendi and Talkman and you know Luis Robert. So it's been a good start so far.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is once again the voice of Chase Meadroff. He was on the Foul Territory podcast with AJ Pierzynski. which is a nice kind of venue for the young man.
Good platform
for the rookie.
Get a little
national exposure. And we're delighted to welcome in Connor McKnight on the Score Hotline, Aturo Tire Hotline, Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Connor does a great job reporting on CHSN, covering the White Sox. Connor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Great to talk with you. It's another beautiful day for two games of baseball here. There's four games of baseball, I guess, in the city of Chicago, but two that matter.
Well, three, I think, because the Cubs play Milwaukee all the time. They've rescheduled for the 18th, I think. So
they've done that. Oh, good for them. You know, I'm concerned about the other two.
You're locked in, Connor.
I'm just saying that. Yeah, he's locked in. It's just that the you know, obviously the Cardinals don't come to Chicago to face the White Sox very often. You kind of have to get this game in this afternoon, and it's going to be a fun day of watching baseball. I'm curious, when you look at where this team is at, you know, I really thought they were going to have a better performance in the first game back home, and they got blown out in that game. Is this good for the Sox? Because it's usually difficult to win both ends of a doubleheader. Or is this bad for the Sox because they probably were getting ready to take two games? So maybe this is not as happy as maybe some people believe.
Yeah, I think it's. I think you can find some good and some bad in everything, and I think that's inherent in a doubleheader. It is tough to sweep them. It's a lot easier to sweep a doubleheader if you win the first one, though. So we'll get it underway with Sean Burke in the game number one. I think, you know, they've been trying to get more rest for this rotation over the last, I don't know, call it 2 weeks or so, and I think that was part of what ailed Shane Smith in game number one. He said he wasn't incredibly pleased with the way he kind of, you know, moved the work around getting the extra 2 days of rest. It's something that happens and something you got to learn early in your career because you're going to do this again, you know, pitch on a little extra rest. Burke gets another day here. There's a lot of guys that, while they seem kind of experienced, we've known their names for a while, Cannon, Burke, Martin. They're not that experienced in terms of innings totals, especially at the big league level. So getting that extra rest, not a terrible thing. Mike Dassel's been outperforming his peripherals and pitching really well out of the bullpen and in starts here. He's almost totally stretched out as much as a starter would be. I think you can kind of figure him for a mini start kind of thing in game number two. So that's a good deal. They've got that pitching, or at least enough of it ready to go. Whether or not it'll be effective is another question altogether against the Cards lineup that doesn't hit for a lot of power but does get on base and will run a little bit and certainly – you know, they work at bats the way the White Sox had been working at bats prior to going down to Texas and getting a little passive with the approach. So for me, I'd like to see this offense bounce back in a pretty good way. Matthew Liberatore threw a lot of strikes, and they didn't do a whole lot with it. That was kind of what happened in Houston and what happened in Texas and the switch that needs to flip.
So, Connor, do the White Sox have a preference or an opinion on which position Chase Meidroth will play long-term? And how does the answer to that affect, if it does, the timetable and decision-making process with Colson Montgomery?
Ooh, so connecting those two together is an interesting one. I would bet, as things stand right now, that Montgomery probably has the White Sox probably prefer Montgomery to be at shortstop for the long term. They've not said anything different, and that's an opportunity you definitely want to give that athlete if he gets back to swinging the bat the way they're comfortable and confident that he can swing the bat. Meidroth has played a really good shortstop. It has been so much better than anybody thought, and I'm including myself in that. The range has been exemplary. The arm strength is not exactly what you want to have at shortstop, and it does stretch him a little bit. You know, I mean, we've seen them play him at second base quite frequently here over the last week and a half or so, and you want to take that workload and disperse it as best you can for a young player, especially a guy that's his size and having to work as hard as he does to play that position. Credit to him. I think, you know, this is me talking, I would bet second base is a better and more long-term spot for Meidroth, especially if he's playing the way he can or the way he has been at the plate. But I think it's more about making sure that the runway is there for Montgomery if and when he's ready to, you know, to taxi to the runway. You got to get off the tarmac here, and that's been a little bit of a sticking point for the White Sox.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to feel quite about these guys coming up, and you know, on one level, you figure, hey, you know, let's get it going, let's get guys used to it, let's get them improving. Mydrup's been excellent. I think that Lenin Sosa might be a better player than people give him credit for. I thought he was having a pretty good year. I think he's a pretty decent player. I don't know how he fits in with what they're doing. I know that there are some defensive metrics that would indicate that maybe Miguel Vargas would be better used as a first baseman, especially if he's hitting like that, than as a third baseman. I wonder if Montgomery would eventually be a third baseman, or if Brian Ramos is still in the mix with that sort of thing. I'm not quite sure how to feel about the infield in terms of who's coming and going and who's meant to stay.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the good problem that they've got is that there are a lot of names you just went through for four spots on the infield, and that's good, right? You'd rather have more than less, and that's a plus. I think the one thing the White Sox have pretty clearly been protective of when it comes to their position player prospects right now is the strikeout rate, right?
Yep.
I mean, this is why Tim Elko has been up and down a couple of times. It's because the strikeout rate, once he hits the bigs, kind of jumps to where we saw last year his strikeout rate at in Double A and Triple A. They want to manage that. And for Colson Montgomery, or at least have him maybe ameliorate or iron that out down at Triple A with a little more development. Same for Colson Montgomery. Over the last 30 at-bats, he struck out 10 times. So that's, yeah, it's a 30% K rate, and you'd like that to drop, that's for sure, even though the swing looks a lot better for him since coming back from Arizona than it did earlier. Ramos is a really interesting one. It's been really kind of tough to track the progress and identify what the long-term plan is for him. The immediate-term plan is evident, right? It's getting him as many at-bats and rested up from whatever elbow issue that got him down in spring and kind of pushed him off the radar a little bit. I think with as many infield options as they've got, you're set in a lot of different positions. The question remains, Molly, and it's a big one, it's a fair one, who is your shortstop going forward, right? Yeah. Is that Montgomery? Is that Mydros? Is it a guy that is not on this roster now? Can you acquire him in the draft this year? It's a decent draft for prep prospects, mm-hmm. prep shortstops specifically. But that kid, I mean, if he's there in a Hall of Famer, he's not going to be a rookie until 2029 when we're all 1,000. So, you know, it's a while.
New owner.
So, Connor, I think Grant Taylor, his debut was electric, and I think his presence is intriguing. I wonder what his role will be moving forward, and then how long it will be before Noah Schultz joins him in Chicago.
So, Grant's been great. I think he learned some lessons in a pretty good way, too, in against the Astros and against the Rangers. And that's, if it's 99 and has too much middle, guys can still hit it. And fortunately, he gave up a couple of hits without giving too much, you know, extra base power away, and managed to keep the White Sox in those games, you know, kept his ERA pretty sparkling, didn't get bloodied too bad in the first day out the gate. This stuff's ridiculous. I mean, it's preposterous. It's just really good. You know, he can hit 100 easy and dance it all over the edges of the strike zone. The breaking balls are very good, and the changeups on the way too. I would imagine that for Taylor, you know, some metered leverage innings are on the way here, and pretty quickly. I'm looking forward to seeing his first back-to-back in the big leagues. I think they have, you know, still an idea that he could be a starter. Brian Bannister, I think on your station, has been pretty outspoken about his extension and what kind of problems that has caused in the past for similar pitchers. And I think it's really interesting to be out there talking about it as honestly and openly as the White Sox front office has. Credit to him for doing it. I think Schultz is going to be up in the bullpen at some point here this year. If past is precedent, that's what they've done with a lot of these guys. Schultz seems to be figuring for the same thing. I think you'll see him as a lefty reliever. I think you'll see him, you know, later on in the season after he's ironed some things out in Charlotte. I think the pathway is pretty clear for him. before going into and competing for a starting rotation spot in 2026. I think that's very much on the table.
It's fascinating to me that you know, Brian Bannister responded to a story on whether it was a good idea to call up Schultz with about as transparent a comment as you're going to see. And yet you're also kind of wondering, why are you responding? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with clarifying something and including some game splits in what you send. But you just wonder, why are you doing that? Like, why? I love that there's transparency, but I also just wonder if you're being too defensive. I don't know.
I think it's, as a man who's been known to be defensive a time or two, I get it. You know, I've been there. But I also, I think the state of pitching is in such an interesting spot in Major League. And it's kind of a larger philosophical thing, right? But, you got everybody from Pitching Ninja, to Codify. I mean, there's this big, extant pitching body on the internet, and they don't always listen to what the interview you gave, the score or whatever. It's about what got put online and the heat maps and all this other stuff. And I think there's probably some merit in talking to that audience a little bit from the pulpit. I think there's probably some value there because these are industries. Like, Brian Bannister is not just director of pitching for the White Sox. Brian Bannister is a very large foot in that pitching industry for a very good reason. I mean, he's kind of an industry leader. So I think leading in that way and kind of putting it out there in that sense, in that space, makes some sense for him. Although, I get what you're saying, although I've been known to kick back every now and again with a knee-jerk reaction here and there, too.
I like it when you do that, too, Connor. All right, 30 seconds. When you look at the Sox, who I think Steve Stone identified on the score yesterday as a potential seller, no surprise there before the deadline. Mike Tauchman, Adrian Hauser, Aaron Civale. Are all three of those guys candidates to be flipped, and which one is the most likely?
Yeah, I think so. And I would bet Hauser's going to go on the paternity list here the next couple of days, so that might affect his availability over the next couple. Civale, absolutely. He's been traded over the last two deadlines. I'd put him at number one. Tauchman's been really good this year, has struggled. I think he's two for his last something. And, looking to get back into things, he has hit some home runs against lefties, so that's good. I think all three are just as likely to be traded as the other. If I had to place a bet on it, it'd be Civale because past his precedent, and I don't know, it's the third time I've said it on the interview, so that's probably a good thing.
I like it when you say that, though, Connor. It's very astute.
It's great stuff. Connor, thanks, man. Great catching up with
you. Thanks, Connor.
You got it, boys. Anytime.
Good stuff.
That is Connor McKnight. Does a great job.
He's very good.
Good man altogether.
He knows that organization in and out.
Bright guy.
Backward and frontward.
Yeah. I love him. He's a good dude. I got to tell you, Dennis and Adam, and we worked with all those guys. Great people. Great friendship among the three of them. So,
you're getting all nostalgic and wistful here.
I'm thinking of Dennis Gambino.
Getting misty eyed every time we have Connor McKnight on.
I know. It's something.
I love Connor.
All right. I have a thought on something I want to run by you, but we're gonna get to our guy Mike Palm first. It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that?
Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the sun don't shine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mike Palm, one of God's great men, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com.
We're connected with Mike, trying to connect with Mike. We'll get out there in the Vegas. Did you see the College World Series? He was in Omaha, I know, last week when we talked to him. I wonder how long he stayed. This is incredible. 26 consecutive games Coastal Carolina has won, and now they play LSU. 26 straight games.
And we have Mike with us now. Mike, did you get to see Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, I saw him in the very first game against Arizona, who I had a ticket on. Think about this, guys. Arizona, when tied or leading after seven innings, was 39-0 this year. After the College World Series, they were 39-2. They lost both games. They were tied at the end of seven against Coastal, and of course they were leading Louisville before the collapse. Coastal is very good fundamentally. They play the small ball very well. They led the country. I think they set a record for most batters hit by pitch. They get on base. They move players around. They take the opportunities to score their runs. Of course, they jump on teams early, usually playing from the lead. I think this will be a terrific final series over the weekend.
Is there a lot of action on it in Vegas? I mean, is it picked up a little bit?
I'll tell you where it's picked up is that guys that were Major League Baseball bettors have started to include the college games in their parlays and their tickets. It used to be just people who bet college baseball. That was it. There was a certain group. But it's gotten a little bit more mainstream this year. And, you know, we used to only, you know, post the Friday night games. And years ago, you would only just post when they got to the regionals or the conference tournaments. But now you're getting Friday, Saturday, Sunday games all year. There's podcasts out there where guys, you know, who really pay attention to the sport can give you betting information. So slowly it's gaining some momentum and carrying over to be a little bit more of a public sport.
How about tonight with game six in Indianapolis, the NBA Finals? How are you looking at this game, and how much of it depends on Tyrese Halliburton's availability?
Well, it's surprising to me because I was in Omaha for game four, the comeback. by OKC when they were down 10, you know, late in the third.
Right.
You know, that line closed six, and they ended up covering that miraculous cover for OKC. That line closed six, and now you have this very distinct possibility that Haliburton isn't playing, and it's only 6.5. That's strange to me.
Yes.
I would need 8 if I was going to take the Pacers tonight. And yet the public will bet and has bet every game has bet the Pacers. And for the series, we need OKC too. So nothing has changed. There's been no dramatic shift. Everybody's take points, which hasn't been an awful thing in the series, but it's funny. We needed the Panthers as they repeat as Stanley Cup champions, and we need OKC, who was the prohibitive favorite for the last 4 months of the year.
Yeah, Mike, we were talking about that this morning. Halliburton's status is uncertain. You know, let's say he plays. Can he finish, right? So you don't know that, and yet the line only moves 0.5. Isn't that crazy?
To me, the line should be 8.5 or 9.
Okay.
But that just tells you the amount of people that are, you know, it's also tough to close on the road, and it's a tough spot. Plus, everybody loves the zigzag in the NBA. But to me, this doesn't make a lot of sense. If he doesn't play at all, if you knew he wasn't going to play, for sure, the line has to be 8.5, right? And then who knows if he plays, is he effective? Does he disappear like he has at times in the series? Everything to me says OKC, and yet at the same time, I'm not going to play the game tonight.
Wow.
What if they win? What if the Pacers win and it goes game 7? What are you thinking then?
It's funny then, because they come back a bigger favorite every time they lose a game, OKC. I mean, what are we going to see for a number in a game 7? Is it going to be 11.5, 12, which the series started out at? It may very well be. It's probably going to be 10 or above.
Wow, that's crazy to me. I mean, listen, it's going to be fun to see what happens. And, I get it. The teams play better at home. Your whole bench, everybody, you can get more contribution. But I think that Haliburton is such an important player for this team. I just don't understand why it's not impacting the line in any way. It just feels like you're being set up here.
I want to change the subject quickly before we go. And how legitimate is PCA for MVP? I mean, if Ohtani now comes back, and Ohtani minus $5. If he now comes back and let's say he gets 10 starts in, or it takes him a month and he gets into a 6-man rotation, I mean, does Armstrong really have any chance if the guy plays two ways and puts up the kind of power numbers that he does?
I don't think so. Sheamus finishing second to him, though.
If he keeps having the eighth inning he had, no, where he makes a diving catch and then hits a 452-foot home run, I think he's going to be hard to beat. But you're right. I mean, Ohtani is it's beyond belief what he can do.
The eighth inning was incredible. He makes a catch that's actually a little left of left field there. And I think the momentum for him is building. He's just up against this guy that's no one has ever seen before. And you can say Ruth was a pitcher all you want. He wasn't a pitcher when he was hitting 60 home runs. You
know? Great stuff, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great weekend.
That is Mike Palm. Can't wait to talk to Christine Brennan. We'll bring her in next. She's written a book about Caitlin Clark, and we're going to discuss it. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.